I'm going to call the meeting to order just to make sure everybody has the packet that Mike sent out on Friday. The first item on the agenda is approving the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Yeah, this is Doug. I looked at them, and they are as I remember, so I'll move to adopt the minutes.
I'll second that. Any discussion?
None for me.
Okay. Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
The minutes are approved. Moving to the next item on the agenda, which is approving the loans. There are 7 loans for a total of a little over $1 million. Is there a motion to approve the loans?
This is Doug. I'll move approval of the 7 loans.
I will second that. Moving into discussion, Rich, do you want to walk us through?
Sure. They're all pretty standard loans. There's one that's a little unusual, and that is to the town of Eagle, which is borrowing money to finance operations. Now, that is an unusual loan purpose for us, but it is allowed under statutes for loans that are for 10 years or less. They have a very little debt outstanding. I believe that they qualify under statute for $27 million or so of debt, and they have under $500,000 outstanding. So we're not concerned about the situation.
Okay. And, Rich, is there any additional information you can share with the board on the Port Washington loan?
Yeah, this is a continuation of a project that they've been doing for a year or so now. There's some apartments or condominiums going in, and as part of the transaction, the city agreed to fund some environmental remediation on the parcel where that project is occurring. The environmental remediation took a little bit longer than expected, and so the original loan that we approved last year didn't get fully funded, and so this is just to kind of clean up the last part of that project.
Okay. Any other questions or comments for Rich? Okay. All those in favor of approving the loan, say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, Sarah. Rick, loans are approved. We're just moving right along with this agenda. There's no old business, no new business. So, Rick, we're moving into your report.
Okay. Just got a few things I'd like to mention. You know, as you all know and have read, you know, stock prices are high right now. I wanted to look into that a little bit to get some, provide some more information. And one thing that I noticed was that if P.E. ratios, which is price-to-earnings ratios for the stock market, were at the same place that they were 1 year ago, the stock market would be 20% lower. So what's happened is that people are expecting the economy to continue to grow. I think that increases the risk of some volatility going forward if that does not happen. But it also means that we should continue to invest because, you know, that could happen. And so we continue to invest about $5 million a week in corporate bonds, which I think is one remaining attractive alternative to us, and about $1 million per week in equity ETFs. That's about all I have. I guess I would place it somewhere Alan Greenspan said back in 1996. He used the phrase irrational exuberance, which has been overused a little bit since that time. One thing you might want to remember is that after he used that term, the stock market more than doubled again before the dot-com bubble. And so that's one of the reasons that we continue to invest in this type of market.
I would like to, maybe we should quote Rich when he uses words like stampeding bulls in his chief investor report. I like that, Rich. So, Rich, do you want to also maybe highlight anything significant about the wharf bonds that were purchased?
We did buy about $15 million in wharf bonds. This was in early December when they originally issued. They're paying a little over 3.5%, which is a good return for AAA-rated bonds in this market. they are long bonds. They go out to almost 2050. But also what that means is that they're going to react very strongly when interest rates decline. The prices will go up more than a shorter-term bond. And that is exactly what has happened. Since we bought those bonds, the prices on those bonds have gone up by about $1 million. And so we feel fortunate that we were able to buy as much as we could. We put in a bid for $25 million of those bonds, and we were only allocated $15 million because a lot of other people were also interested in them. But we got $15 million worth of a good asset, and we're looking forward to receiving that return over the next several years, and maybe if the price continues to go up, you know, we can sell some of them for a short-term capital gain.
Great. Any questions for Rich? Okay.
None for me.
Tom.
Just a couple of quick things today. At the last meeting, we talked about our projected earnings distribution for the common school funds. After our meeting, I conveyed those numbers to both DPI and to WEMSA. Both of them were very pleased with the news of a record earnings distribution. As I noted before, the WEMSA conference is coming up, and we've been invited to do a check presentation again. That will be Tuesday, March 24th during the lunchtime. And again, we will be coordinating with your offices to make sure everybody's on the same page with that. I spoke with Adam Pernick from the Division of Personnel Management about getting started on the recruitment for the Deputy Secretary here, and I will be meeting with another person from DPM tomorrow morning to keep that moving forward. And then one quick unusual note. This is something that I don't think we've discussed with this board, is the fact that DCPL owns not just 70-some thousand acres of surface land in Wisconsin, but we have about 200,000 acres of mineral estate. Now, to the best of my knowledge, I don't think we've ever been paid for any of that mineral estate ever. But there is a person in northern Wisconsin that has a cranberry bog that wants to take it out of use as a cranberry bog and revert it to a natural wetland in return for getting wetland mitigation credits and payments for it. Well, three parcels within his bog, we actually own mineral rights. And so in order for him to put it into that wetland mitigation program, we would have to either agree not to use those mineral rights or somehow convey those out. And because there is no statutory mechanism for us to convey those out, it looks like perhaps we'd be able to join in the conservation easement and get paid for agreeing not to use those mineral rights. So we're currently looking at that possibility. Kind of exciting to think that for the first time we may be getting some payments for those mineral rights.
Tom, this is Doug with a question. If I understood you correctly, we are not authorized to sell those mineral rights?
We can lease them, but I don't believe that we have statutory authority to sell them completely to someone else.
Okay, so if we can't sell them to him, then your idea of putting them into conservation and getting some revenue is probably the best thing we could do.
I believe so.
Tom, do you know how many acres we're talking about?
In my estimation, it's about 120 acres. So we're not talking about a huge amount of money here, but we're tiptoeing into wetland mitigation, which is something I think that we should be looking more strongly at. Out of our 70-some thousand acres, we have more than 30,000 acres of wetland in northern Wisconsin that it would make sense for us to explore wetland mitigation payments for them.
Who would pay us for them? Do you have any ideas?
In this particular circumstance, it's the surface owner because he wants to...
Right. I understood that, but if we just decided to try to market some of our wetlands where nobody has any interest,
In terms of getting payment for it, I believe the best possibilities lie with the Department of Transportation and the Department of Natural Resources, because in addition to the normal wetland mitigation program, which focuses on abating or remediating wetland degradation, there's also a program for protecting wetlands that are at risk. And in our situation, that may apply to our wetlands. So
but why would the Department of Transportation be interested in paying us to preserve those?
So let's say that the Department of Transportation wants to do a road project.
Okay, I understand now. So it would be a trade off for them destroying wetlands someplace.
Yes.
I understand. Is there any opportunity to go to a conservation group like Nature Conservancy or someone like that and ask them if they would pay us to protect them?
That's an excellent question, Doug. And later this month, the Wisconsin Wetlands Association is meeting, and I'm planning on going there and talking to groups like that to find out if they have any appetite for that.
Very good. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Tom?
Not for me.
Okay. And then my report is really brief. As far as Tom and I now are checking in weekly, a project that we are working on is the fact that what is our school distribution actually going for, and kind of getting stories and understanding how some of that money is being used. And so I think that will help provide a little bit more information with regards to just giving a check. There's actually stories and people that are touched by the money that the BCPL provides. So we I'll circle back with more information on that project in the future. So any future agenda items?
None for me.
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Doug.
Great. All those in favor of adjournment, say aye. Aye.
Aye, Josh.
The meeting's been adjourned. Thank you.
Take care, everybody. Have a great day.